The study fix from the Year 10 Summer School.co.uk. Welcome to the Study Fix, the podcast that makes revising more effective and makes it sound slightly more fun than it actually is. Today we're diving into revision techniques, the good, the bad, and the ones you should use, but probably aren't at the moment. Let's kick off with flashcards. I love them, especially for memorising quick facts, vocab and formulas, that sort of thing. The trouble is, I get sucked into making them perfect and then forget to actually revise with them. Flashcards are best when you use them and not just make them. It's about easy to read information, not swirls and twirls, and making them look pretty. They're good for bite-sized stuff, definitions, key terms, especially for subjects like languages or science. You can also give them to someone who lives with you, so they can test you. There's even lots of apps like Quizlet, which are a lifesaver. I once revised French verbs on the bus using flashcards. I still remember je suis allé, thanks to that bumpy ride. Next, mind maps. These are awesome. They're perfect for linking ideas, like in history, causes of World War I, or in English, comparing characters. I just have to watch out for making mine look like a plate of spaghetti. Keep them simple and readable. Mind maps help if you find visuals and images help you learn. They show you how ideas fit together. If you've got messy topics or essay questions, they're a good way to plan. Now let's talk blurting, even though it sounds like something your nan warns you not to do. You basically look at a topic, then write down everything you remember without notes. Then you check what you got wrong or missed out. I use it for subjects like biology. It's great for spotting gaps and things you need to revise more of, though I tried it once and somehow wrote, potatoes have kidneys. So, maybe biology not my best subject. But it does show it works. You remember the mistake, and that's how you learn. Now the big one, past papers. My absolute favourite. Doing exam questions under timed conditions teaches you how to think like the examiner. What is even better is to get the mark scheme and put a piece of paper over the answers, then read the examiner guidance. This is advice on how the answer should look. When written correctly, not all have it, but it's gold dust when they do, and always mark your work using the mark scheme afterwards. Being brutally honest helps so you can focus on what you don't know when it comes to revising, and not what we do know. You also have to read the questions carefully. So many students get this wrong. I once answered a full GCSE English question in the wrong tense, realised during marking. I cried into a biscuit. Please don't tell anyone. But that's why past papers matter. They show you what to do and what not to do as well. Okay, time for spaced repetition, the sciencey one. This is the one where you don't cram your review topics over increasing gaps of time. It's amazing for building long-term memory. I use it for tricky topics like chemistry equations or short punchy pieces of info that you need to remember. Great for early starters. Not so great for people who start revising the night before. A word of warning, don't be one of those people. You will regret it. Lastly, interleaving. Sounds like sandwich fillings? But no, it's switching between topics while you revise. So, do a bit of maths, then some physics, and then some English. Keeps your brain on its toes. It's more interesting and works really well if you're the type, like me, that doesn't want to spend hours revising in one day, but wants the high grades. It feels chaotic, but apparently helps memory because you're constantly adjusting. I do it so I don't get bored, which is most of the time after 20 minutes of anything. It's like tricking your brain into staying awake. Final advice. Don't just highlight stuff. That's not revision. That's colouring. Unless you're revising art, in which case crack on. Now go revise, or at least open a book and pretend to while this podcast plays. Either way, we'll see you next time on the Study Fix, available at www.year10summersschool.co.uk.